Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Texans face a Hall of Fame quarterback this Sunday in Los Angeles. Phillip Rivers, he's a Hall of Famer, right, J-Lo? I know you don't have a Hall of Fame vote, but he is a Hall of Famer, correct?
Absolutely.
In Bill O'Brien's tenure as Texans head coach, the Texans are 1-10 against future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. This was some research I did before the show. Just an interesting case study. I just wanted to see what exactly to make of this. And
I like this a lot.
Make these numbers dance a little bit. So I put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame just for the sake of fairness, because Eli Manning's been a very beatable quarterback in recent years. So I put him in here just in the sake of fairness. Here's Bill O'Brien's record against future Hall of Famers in his 5-plus seasons with the Texans. 0-3 against Tom Brady. 0-2 against Ben Roethlisberger. 0-2 against Eli Manning, including a loss last season. 0-1 against Phillip Rivers, who he faces Sunday. And then 0-1 against Aaron Rodgers and 1-1 against Drew Brees. Now, a lot of people will say, well, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, they win games. So that's not really anything to make much of. Mm-hmm. But what if I told you that since the start of the 2018 season, every other team in the division has at least two wins over Hall of Fame quality quarterbacks when Bill O'Brien has one in his entire tenure?
Yeah.
The Titans last year, they beat Tom Brady, who Bill O'Brien's 0-3 against, and Eli Manning, who Bill O'Brien's 0-2 against. Titans were a 9-win team last year. They were not in the same league as the Texans. Jacksonville Jaguars, one of the most disappointing teams in the NFL last year, they beat Tom Brady, who Bill O'Brien's never beat, mm-hmm. and Eli Manning, who, as I mentioned, is 0-2, who Bill O'Brien's 0-2 against. The Colts, they beat Phillip Rivers earlier this season in the opener, and they beat Eli Manning last season. So, yes, you can say, well, good quarterbacks win games, but why is it that Bill O'Brien has struggled so much against these guys, while other teams in the division, who might not even be as good of football teams as you,
sure,
are able to win these games?
I think part of it is, you know, beating those teams, getting your team to the next level, which is what we talked about in the last segment, and why this is going to be, could be, a signature win for Bill O'Brien in Los Angeles. Almost said San Diego. I'm still perfect, though. But
nobody's perfect.
The other part of it,
except God. On that.
Yeah, exactly.
Except God.
But the other part of that is, outside of the last couple of years, you faced those guys with quarterbacks that were just not very good. You know, they weren't on that level.
Well, let me ask you this. Is mm-hmm. Blake Bortles good?
No. Your point is still
is
valid.
Blake Bortles good? Is Marcus? Well, I'm just tired. Yeah. I'm tired of hearing about Bill O'Brien doesn't have, you know, the quarterback, so he hasn't had to. So that's why he's not winning these games. Jacksonville did it with Blake Bortles last year. The Titans did it with Marcus Mariota last year, and the Colts did it with a combination of Andrew Luck and Jacoby Brissett. So that's fine. I get that he hasn't had quarterbacks, but
I'm just playing devil's advocate on that one, because
we don't need to play devil's advocate
because
just to do it.
I actually hate that term, but I'm saying, I'm just trying to be fair there, because I think your next bit of research might be the most telling about the head coach. Because if you want to say, yeah, there's a lot of factors going into being 1-10 versus future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. First of all, that Hall of Fame quarterback that you're facing, the quarterback that you're putting on the field against them, coaching perhaps, and a lot of other things. But when your next bit of research, I think, is even more telling than the first one.
It was alarming.
Yeah.
And this wasn't even the reason that I went into this. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I was just trying to see how he was against Hall of Fame quarterbacks. And in doing this study, I discovered something that I don't want to say it blew my socks off, because I don't usually wear socks. I'm one of those one of those loafer guys. But this was the most telling thing to me about Bill O'Brien. And when we talk about these division titles that Bill O'Brien has won, and why a lot of people still are hesitant to believe that he can win big games, I think this is the most telling. Bill O'Brien has, regular season only, 43 career wins. He's 1-1 this year. He was 42-38 heading into the season. So he has 43 career wins. 15 of those 43, so over a third of those wins, have come against three quarterbacks. Just three. Just three quarterbacks over one-third of your wins for Bill O'Brien.
Right.
He beat Blake Bortles. He has beaten Blake Bortles eight times. Eight times. That's almost 20% of your wins. Blake Bortles, eight times. Zach Mettenberger, not even in the league anymore.
Yeah.
Beat him four times. Marcus Mariota, he's beaten him three times. Mm-hmm. That is 15 of your 43 wins.
A little over 34% of your wins.
You want me to add some more to it?
Sure.
Andy Dalton, he's also beaten him three times. So there is 18 of your 43.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Luck, he beat him three times, 3-3. Not too
shabby,
right?
But you
got to
give him, yeah, right.
Well, it was twice in 2016 when Andrew Luck was getting beat up.
Right.
You know, the season that he mentioned when he retired a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also when Frank Reich went for it in overtime.
Right.
But I'll give him credit there. But 33%, over 33% of your wins come against Blake Bortles, Zach Mettenberger, and Marcus Mariota.
To be exact.
34.8% of your wins have come against those quarterbacks. These are the quarterbacks that Bill O'Brien has beaten since he's been coach. Again, 1-10 against Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Every other team in this division has two wins against Hall of Fame quarterbacks since the start of the 2018 season. He beat RG3 his first game as Texans coach. Derek Carr, EJ Manuel, Zach Mettenberger twice, Brian Hoyer, Blake Bortles twice, and Joe Flacco in 2014. 2015, he beat Jameis Winston, Blake Bortles twice, Zach Mettenberger, Andy Dalton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Drew Brees, and Matt Hasselbeck his last year. 2016, he beat Jay Cutler, Alex Smith, Marcus Mariota, Andrew Luck twice, Matthew Stafford, Blake Bortles twice, and Andy Dalton once again, another familiar face.
Yeah.
2017, he beat Andy Dalton again. He likes to do that. He likes to beat on the redheaded stepchild. Marcus Mariota, Kevin Hogan in the Browns, and Blaine Gabbert, who eventually got his revenge the next season. 2018, he beat Blake Bortles twice, Marcus Mariota, Andrew Luck in the overtime, who came back to beat him twice, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, Josh Allen, a rookie, Brock Osweiler, we know how terrible he is, Case Keenum, Alex Smith, who got injured in that game, and Colt McCoy actually relieved him.
Oh, that's right.
Baker Mayfield, the rookie, Sam Darnold, the rookie, and then he beat another rookie in 2019 in Gardner Minshew.
Look, I'm just always trying to be, you know, to just say something about the other side. Try to be a little fair, because I agree with you. Those are very damning numbers. You know, 34.8% of your wins against Bortles, Mettenberger, and Mariota. All right, but at the same time, that's also kind of what you're facing in the NFL. There's like no middle class. Although the middle class of quarterbacks is starting to get bigger. I saw a stat yesterday that I think 8 or 9 starting quarterbacks in the NFL are 26 or younger now. The youth movement in quarterbacking is starting to happen with the injuries and young players. And so some of those are going to be like middle class quarterbacks. To be fair, it is feast or famine by and large in the quarterbacking world. We know that here in Houston more than anybody, you know, because we've had famine.
713-572-4610 to get in. It is Landry Locker, John Lopez on a Football Friday. You mentioned that you like to go on the outside of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite city to go to? What's your favorite NFL city to go to?
NFL city? That's a great question. I don't want to miss anybody. Let me look at the standings here to make sure.
If you have to think about it, it must not
well,
be
no,
great.
The first ones that come to mind immediately were Green Bay, just because it's Green Bay. But in terms of like city, nightlife, fun, football, atmosphere, everything, give me Chicago. Give me Chicago for sure. That's a fun.
Too damn cold, man.
No, man. It is, but it's a lot of fun.
Too damn cold.
And the stadium's right there. You can stay downtown and get right to the stadium. Pittsburgh is very underrated city. It's a great city. It's on the rivers, and the stadium again is in the downtown area.
Downtown Cleveland's nice.
Don't sleep on Tennessee, man.
No, Nashville's one of the best cities in the country now.
And Denver. Why? Denver's a blast.
Yeah.
And this is before, you know, the reason you want to go.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? She's talking about Wilson. Let's go to Damian. Damian, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, appreciate you for accepting my call, guys. I got a quick comment. You guys were talking about Bill O'Brien and the QBs that he's faced over the course of him coaching his team. And I'm no, by any stretch of the imagination, I'm no B.O.B. supporter at all. But during that stretch, we ourselves had trash play at QB. So
sure, we talked about
For us to win those games, I mean, with those QBs, I mean, I don't think we should understate that fact as well.
Well, this would be my counter to that, Damian, and I get what you're saying, but okay, so he's beat a Hall of Fame quarterback one time in his entire tenure. Just since last season, just since 2018, the Titans with Marcus Mariota, the Jaguars with Blake Bortles, and the Colts with Andrew Luck / Jacoby Brissett have done it twice. So it's been done. So it's not, I get that, but when you tell me that the other teams in their last 18 games have done twice what he's only been able to do once while he's winning three division titles, that's the reason the data is alarming. But I get your point, and I appreciate you for calling in. Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, man.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Terrific, man.
I turn my radio down here. So Bill O'Brien, he's made a lot of changes with the team this year, bringing in Tunsil and stuff like that. And, you know, the quarterbacks, you know, he's not really – hasn't been producing the wins against the top performers in the league like we want. So my question is, as the head coach GM, if he flops this year and we go, you know, 6-10 or, you know, 5-11, where are the odds he's gone?
I think he's operating like there are odds. I don't know what the odds are. But I think he's operating like that it's on the board, that if they flop, he could be gone. Landry doesn't seem to be quite as convinced as I am. Yeah, you don't seem to be a Landry. But I think every piece of evidence that we have is a guy that is pretty hasty with his decisions and isn't worrying about draft picks.
You know why?
Not worrying about the future, that is.
I think Deshaun Watson's too good, and I think the rest of the division and all the breaks they've gotten make it impossible to go 6-10.
Not impossible.
I think it's impossible for the Texans to go 6-10 and 5-11 with this talent. Mm-hmm. Now, if it happens, then yeah, I do think it's up in the air. But I think they're in the situation, and I think it's a dangerous situation that a lot of organizations fail to evaluate correctly. Mm-hmm. They're in a situation where you can go 10-6 and you can win a division and you can feel like a change isn't being made. And if you're not able to look past the result, you're not able to dig into the numbers like I am, like we've been doing and like we've been seeing, then you can just assume that the best is yet to come. And then you can get on this treadmill where you win a division, then have a 8-8, 9-7 season, win a division, 8-8, 9-7. And all the while your quarterback's getting hurt. DeAndre Hopkins is getting older. JJ Watt's getting older. I think you have to see that next step.
What if Deshaun Watson becomes, as you've put it, you know, Tony Romo, you know, protects,
saves all butts
Or even Philip Rivers, who's had a couple of bad years outside of the 14-2 and the 11-5s and stuff, or heaven forbid gets injured or whatever. I think there's another factor here. Bill O'Brien is operating as if his job could be on the line if they flop. There's also the factor that if they flop, this organization is very, very aware and sensitive to the public, you know, reception they get, the public image they have. And if the public Yeah, they are. I mean, they'll tell you that. I mean, that's not breaking news.
Well, I would strongly recommend, and I think Cal McNair's a bright guy. Mm-hmm. I do. I think he has a very strong pulse of what fans are saying. If you hear him
but
talk,
he's sensitive to
he
it.
He has a pulse. You ever seen that show, Undercover Boss?
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
I think that Cal McNair should put on a disguise and just go tailgate like I did this weekend. I'm serious. I'm being 100% serious, because a lot of times
that is a great idea.
When you're Cal McNair and you're going to this to the events that he's going to, people aren't really going to tell you that.
Let's
but I think Cal that. McNair should put a disguise on, and I want him to go around the blue lot. I want him to go around the orange lot. I want him to go around all the lots and just talk to his fans and ask them what they think about their head coach and the current
That's
situation
funny.
They're in. I
That's
think it would
funny.
Be an interesting
like
case
idea.
Study for him. 713-572-4610 to get in. Huge football weekend ahead. Let's get Rich watching it. Lee Sterling, been on fire. He's going to join us next. And we're going to talk about the glass half full with Bill O'Brien. We've laid out why the glass could be half empty, but we'll tell you why the glass is half full as well next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.